弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
好，请大家翻到马太福音七章二十八、二十九节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 7, 28 to 29.
两句经文，我先拿中文念，然后再念英文。
I will read the verses in Chinese first, and then I will read in English.
马太福音七章二十八节，耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们真像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority.And not as their scribes.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayers.
上帝，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
你赐下圣经这本宝贵的话语。
You gave us such a precious book, the Bible.
成为我们在地上生活的指路灯。
It is the light for our life while we are living on this earth.
因着你的话语，我们知道在地上该如何。
Because of your words, we know how to live our life.
因着你的话语，让我们知道我们在地上应该成为何样的人。
Because of your words, we know what kind of people we should be.
求你的话语向我们开启。
Please reveal your words to our hearts.
也赐给我们能力，能够遵循你的话语。
And give us power and strength to obey you.
做讨你喜悦的人。
So we will be people that are pleased by you.
让世人看到我们，就将荣耀归给你。
And when the world see us, they will give glory to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们今天的经文告诉我们。
So the scripture we read today told us.
当主耶稣结束了登山宝训教训以后。
And Jesus finished his sermon on the mount.
圣经是这样说的。
The Bible said.
众人都稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们真像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
The crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes.
在我们读这两节经文的时候。
And we're reading these two verses.
我们不要将自己，我们现在对主耶稣认识的观念都到里面去。
We should not force ourselves to read these verses with our own understanding of who Jesus is.
按照我们现在对主耶稣的认识。
According to what we know about Jesus now.
我们完全可以说，主耶稣是上帝的独生爱子。
Of course, we can say that Jesus, the only one, son, loved son of the Lord.
他来到这个世上就是为了拯救我们。
And he came to this world to save us.
那么他登山宝训必然有权柄。
So of course, his sermon on the mount has authority.
那我们要知道。
But we should also be aware that.
当年坐在山坡上的听众。
The crowds that were sitting on the mount.
他们没有我们现在这样的知识。
They did not have knowledge we have nowadays.
他们不知道，那位耶稣基督就是道生肉身的弥赛亚。
They did not know at all that Jesus was the Messiah that was incarnated.
这是有圣经根据的。
I say this, with biblical support.
因为在马太福音记载里面，主耶稣在讲登山宝训之前。
Because according to what was recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, before Jesus delivered his sermon on the mount,
他只呼召了四个门徒。
He only called four disciples.
就是彼得、安德烈、雅各和约翰。
Which are Peter, Andrew, Jacob, and John.
而且主耶稣登山宝训是他的事工刚刚开始。
And when he delivered the sermon, his ministry just got started.
听众不会因为认识他是上帝的独生子。
And the crowds will not believe him as the only one son as God.
就说主耶稣的教训真像有权柄的人。
And because of this, say that he had authority.
所以我们要在这里说。
So we must say here.
主耶稣那个听众说主耶稣的教训正像有权柄的人。
And the cross said that you taught us as the one who had authority.
他的根据一定是来源于主耶稣的教训。
There's their support must be coming from the teachings of Jesus.
因为那时候人都不认识主耶稣，甚至根本也不认识主耶稣是上帝差遣来的独生儿子。
Because people at that time did not know that Jesus was the Son sent by God.
如果听众是这样的认识，那么我们就必须回到主耶稣的登山宝训中来。
If people consider it, if people think this way, we must go back to the sermon.
看看听众是怎样通过主耶稣的教登山宝训的教训，能够认出他是有权柄的人。
And see how people considered Jesus as the one who had authority after listening to the sermon.
所以说主耶稣的登山宝训一定有它的特点。
So the sermon on the mount that Jesus delivered must be very special.
一定不像那些文士的教训。
Which is completely different from the teachings of the scribes.
所以我们要看主耶稣的登山宝训教训它的特点是什么。
So we must look at the features of the sermon on the mount.
主耶稣登山宝训最大的特点。
The biggest feature is.
是他的教训直接指向人的生命。
That his sermon points directly to people's hearts.
在上一次讲到的时候，我们回顾了登山宝训整个教训。
Last time, when I preached, I reviewed the outline of the Sermon on the Mount.
在这里我就不再回顾。
So here I'm not going to do it again.
但是我们要解释登山宝训这些教训的真正的主耶稣要讲的话。
But I must explain the essence of the Sermon on the Mount.
主耶稣这些话全是指向我们生命的。
Everything Jesus said points to our lives.
我们清楚知道主耶稣登山宝训是以八福开始的。
We know clearly that he started the sermon with eight blessings.
八福就是上帝儿女生命中的特征。
The eight blessings are truly the features of sons and daughters of God.
八福里面虚心哀动温柔饥渴慕义。
Poor spirit mourn the meek who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
怜恤人清心使人和睦为义受逼迫。
Merciful pure in heart peacemakers and persecuted for the righteous sake.
这些都是上帝儿女应该有的性格和性情。
They should be the character of sons and daughters of God.
然后我们要知道一个人的性格和性情。
But we must realize that the character of one person.
是他生命的重要特征。
Is an important feature of his life.
比如主耶稣在这里教导我们，基督徒要成为世上的盐和世上的光。
Jesus commanded us to be salt and light of the world.
成为世上的盐和世上光的人，他必须是从这个世界中分别出来的人。
Those who can be salt and light of the world must be separated from the world.
如果基督徒与世人有相同的生命。
If Christians live the same exact life as the other people in the world.
世人所想的。
And think about the same thing.
也是我们基督徒所想的。
If we Christians are just doing the same,
世人所追求的。
If whatever in the world pursues,
也是我们基督徒所追求的。
We Christians pursue the same.
那么基督徒怎么会成为世上的盐和光呢？
Then how can we Christians be salt and light of the world?
显然是不可能的。
Of course, it's impossible.
所以说，只有属乎上帝的那种圣洁的生命。
So only the lives that belong to God and are holy.
这样的生命才会成为世上的盐和光。
Will become salt and light of the world.
我们也看到主耶稣对旧约的律法进行了诠释。
We also see how Jesus explained the laws of the Old Testament.
主耶稣的诠释与文士和法利赛人完全不同。
His authority is completely different from those of the scribes and Pharisees.
主耶稣对律法的诠释直接指向人内在的生命。
The way Jesus explained the laws points directly to the inner life of people.
不可奸淫。
You should not commit adultery, for example.
看见妇女心中动淫念的，就是犯了奸淫。
But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
我们看到主耶稣的教训直接指向人的内心。
We see how Jesus pointed directly to people's hearts.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。 若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil.
因此，基督徒一定是没有诡诈、表里如一的人。
So Christians must be honest and sincere people who act the same with everyone.
这是基督徒生命中的另一个特征。
This is another feature of Christians.
主耶稣也教导我们说，不要与恶人作对，不要以恶胜恶。
Jesus also taught us that do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
而要以善胜恶。
But do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
以善胜恶这样的生命在世人中是不可能有的。
It's impossible for non-Christians to overcome evil with good.
在属灵的事情上。
In spiritual things.
上帝的儿女也应该是一个真诚的人。
The sons and daughters of God should be honest and sincere people as well.
在属灵上的假冒伪善。
If they are hypocrites,
绝不是一个真基督徒内在生命的品德。
This is definitely not reflecting the true inner life of a Christian.
那种假冒伪善的人，就是不认识上帝的人才会有的作为。
The hypocrites are the ones who do not know God.
我们看到主耶稣在登山宝训的教训当中确立了基督教是一个有关生命的宗教。
We see that Jesus established Christianity as the one who points to people's lives in, when he was delivering the Sermon on the Mount.
所以每一个成为他门徒的人
So everyone who became a disciple of Jesus
都应该追求内在生命的改变
must pursue the change of his inner life.
要把从亚当来的旧生命
and change, and to deal with the old life that comes from Adam.
改变成为有耶稣基督样式的新生命
and change it to the life that reflects Jesus.
主耶稣这种要能得新生命的讲道
So Jesus' sermon that asks people to get the new life
是登山宝训听众从来没有听过的信息
is the kind of message that the crowds at the Mount of, that at the Sermon of Mount who have never heard
这样的信息本身就带有改变生命的能力。
This message itself carries the power to transform one's life.
所以圣经记载说，这一听众听了主耶稣的教训，认出他是一个有权柄的人。
So the crowds recognized Jesus' authority after listening to the sermon.
主耶稣把听众从主耶稣的信息中认定他是一个有权柄的人。
When the crowds recognized his authority.
因为主耶稣不只是在那里说基督徒要改变生命
It is because Jesus did not only say that Christians should change their lives
而且他明确地告诉我们改变生命是一条通向永生的窄门
But he told us clearly that changing one's lives means walking on a narrow path that leads to the eternal life
这个窄门是不同于世人进入地狱的门
This narrow path is different from the ones who are heading towards hell.
谁能这样确定说这是窄门，是进了永生的门呢？
So who can say this so sure that this path leads to eternal life?
唯有审判全地的上帝才能够这样说出来。
Only God who judges the heavens and the earth can say this.
这显明主耶稣是具有末世最终审判的权柄。
And this shows clearly that Jesus has the authority of judgment.
也唯有在末世有审判权柄的人。
And only the ones who have the power and authority to judge.
他才能告诉我们如何避免上帝的审判。
Can tell us how to avoid God's judgment.
所以说主耶稣在那里告诉他们
So Jesus said it here
其实也是告诉我们
What he told the crowds is also what he wanted to tell us
唯独遵行天父旨意的人唯独遵行他所教导话语的人
Only the ones who do the will of Heavenly Father and obey him
可以避免 末日上帝的审判。
Can avoid the judgment of God at the end of the days.
而进入上帝永远的国度里。
And go into the eternal kingdom of God.
主耶稣的这些教训与当时在犹太教中那些站在先知位置的文士是不同的。
So Jesus' teaching are differently from those who teach in the synagogues.
我们从圣经中知道。
We know from the Bible.
文士主要的是教导摩西所颁布的上帝律法。
The main responsibility of the scribes was to teach the laws of Moses.
不过我们从圣经中看到，文士所教导的只是律法的译文。
But we also realized that the scribes were just talking about the laws in a literal sense.
将属灵的律法变成了死的教条。
And changed the spiritual laws to very stiff
regularities. 我们看到主耶稣针对文士的错误教训。
And we see how Jesus criticized their teachings.
主耶稣在登山宝训用了28节经文，特别讲论了律法的真理。
So Jesus used 28 verses in the Sermon on the Mount to talk about the essence of the laws.
他占据了整个登山宝训110节经文中的1/4篇幅。
Which occupied 1/4 of the whole sermon.
这就显明了对旧约律法的正确注释是相当重要的。
And this shows how important it is to interpret the Old Testament and the laws correctly.
律法是上帝启示真理的重要部分。
The law is an important part of the revealed truth of God.
律法中的真理是上帝让摩西所颁布律法的经义。
And the truth in the law is the essence of the Moses law.
所以我们不要把圣经中的律法除掉。
So we should not skip the laws in the Bible.
律法中的经义也是指向我们生命的。
The essence of the law points to our lives.
文士不只是在那里传讲律法的译文。
The scribes do not only talk about the laws.
他们对律法的译文也做了一些注释。
They also add their own interpretations as well.
不过他们对律法的译文的注释没有带出律法的真理来。
However, their interpretation does not reflect the essence of the law.
却增添了许多律法的条文。
But add many rules to people.
关键问题是他们讲这些增添的律法条文同等于上帝的律法来教训他们的信徒。
And when they teach their disciples, they equal their interpretations to God's words.
所以说我们从圣经中多次看到主耶稣多次斥责文士和法利赛人将人的遗传教训人。
So we see many times in the Bible that Jesus criticized Pharisees and scribes because they forced their own understanding and their traditions to people.
当文士把人的条文举到更高的位置的时候，就废弃了上帝的律法。
When they lifted up their traditions and interpretations higher than the Bible.
因此当听众听了文士这样从人的遗传来的教训。
And when people heard about such traditions from people.
他们听不出文士有什么从上帝来的权柄。
They did not recognize any authority from the scribes.
所以当主耶稣将上帝那真正使人得生命的道传讲出来的时候。
So when Jesus delivered a sermon that talked about the true essence of the law,
听众就认出主耶稣的道是有上帝的权柄。
The crowds recognized Jesus had the authority from God.
主耶稣是一个有权柄的人。
Jesus is the one who had authority.
听众因着主耶稣讲到的信息，
because of the sermon,
认定他是一个有权柄的人。
The crowds felt for sure that Jesus had authority.
而文士的讲道是没有权柄的。
But the scribes did not have any.
接着我们上面的分析。
Because of the analysis we had so far.
我们来看主耶稣的讲道与文士的讲道根本的区别在哪里。
Let's see the difference between Jesus' sermon and the scribe's sermon.
主耶稣所讲的是生命之道。
Jesus' sermon is the sermon of life.
生命之道来源于上帝的话语。
Which comes from God's words.
文士所讲的是道的伦理的道。
But scribes were talking about morality and ethics.
这样的道出自人的遗传。
This is from the traditions of people.
我们回想上帝在创造亚当的时候。
Let's think about when God created Adam.
上帝已经将人的道的伦理放在人的心中。
God had already put morality and ethics and consciousness in people's hearts.
今天人的道的伦理不断的堕落。
Today, people's morality and ethics keep corrupted.
不管是发达的美国。
No matter in the United States,
还是在发展中的中国
or in developing countries,
我们都看到道德伦理以加速度的方式在堕落。
We see how morality is corrupting in a very fast speed.
赵丽经常跟我分享。
My wife Jolie always often shares with me.
说现在美国的社会风气与她当初来美国的时候完全不一样，有显著的退步。
That the social atmosphere in the United States is very different from what she had when she just came to this country.
美国是这样，在中国也是这样。
It's the same in China as well.
二十年前的社会风气与今天的社会风气是不可同日而语的。
20 years later, the society was different. 20 years ago, sorry.
人类历史二十年一个周期。
For human beings, we have history as 20 years as a cycle.
在人类最近的这个周期中，人的道德伦理上的堕落是最近人的。
In a recent cycle, the corruption of people's morality is the most shocking one.
人在道德伦理上的败坏，它只是人心灵生命败坏的外在表现。
And this corruption.Reflects people's corruption of the inner life.
自从亚当生命堕落之后，人不认识上帝。
Since Adam and Eve fell, people didn't know God at all.
那是人道德伦理不断堕落的根本原因。
And this is the ultimate resource and reason why people keep corrupted.
我们看到。
We can see.
在中国政府经常的利用所有的宣传工具
Under the propaganda of the Chinese government
五讲四媒
Like 五讲四媒 a special term
等等这样的运动
Or other movements
进行道德伦理的教育
The government tried to educate people with morality
只是他们从来没有能够阻止住人在道德伦理上的大滑坡
But they can never stop the slide of the morality of peoples.
道德伦理的教育毫无果效。
And their education for ethics is a failure.
证明道德伦理的败坏只是表面现象。
Which shows that the corruption of morality is just the superficial.
而根源是人生命的堕落。
But the deep reason is the fall of people's life.
不认识上帝的人是无法认识到这一点的。
The one who doesn't know God is not able to realize this.
所以他们发动所有的宣传工具进行道德教育。
So they use all the propaganda they can to educate people with morality.
但是如果认识上帝的人也没有认识到这一点。
However, if Christians who know God do not realize the corruption either.
那确实是一件非常可悲的事情。
And this is very sad.
作为上帝的儿女
，As sons and daughters of God,
要认识到唯有耶稣基督的福音。
We must realize that only the gospel of Jesus.
这改变生命的福音才能够真正的抑制人类在道德伦理上的堕落。
Only the gospel that transforms our life is able to heal the corruption of human beings' morality.
因此，我们要说。
So we must say,
唯有能改变人生命的信息
Only the message that is transformative
才是耶稣基督福音的信息
Is the true message that is of Jesus' gospel
耶稣基督的登山宝训教训
in Jesus' sermon on the mount
就是那能改变人生命的教训。
We heard the teachings that are truly the ones can change our lives.
听众也在耶稣基督的信息中听出他是有权柄的人。
And the crowds recognized Jesus' authority.
一个能改变人生命的信息是从上帝来的信息。
The message that is transformative for people's lives comes from God.
这也是圣经中所宣告的信息。
And this is also the message that is being talked about in the Bible.
这是我与大家分享的第一个小问题。
So far I shared point one in my sermon with all you guys.
登山宝训的权柄。
Which is about the authority of the mount, of the sermon on the mount.
第二点我与大家分享的
Second
认定主耶稣教训有权柄的人
The ones who recognize the authority of Jesus' teachings
是怎么样的人认定主耶稣的登山宝训是有权柄的
So who is able to recognize this authority?
圣经在这里说
The Bible said here
众人都稀奇他的教训因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人
The crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority.
为了对这些经文有正确的理解
For the true understanding of this verse.
对不起，我咬字不清，有准确的理解
For the accurate understanding of this verse.
我们需要回到登山宝训的第一节经文
We must return to the first verse of the Sermon on the Mount.
我们翻到五章第一节经文
Please turn to chapter 5, verse 1.
五章第一节经文说耶稣看见这许多人就上了山既已坐下门徒到他跟前来
Seeing the crowds he went up on the mountain and when he sat down his disciples came to him
根据这一节经文的记载
According to this verse
我们知道听主耶稣登山宝训的这许多人
We know that this many people that listen to Jesus
是由两部分人组成
Can be divided into two parts.
一部分是来到主耶稣跟前的门徒。
One part is constituted of the disciples of Jesus.
另一部分不是主耶稣的门徒。
And the other ones are not.
所以我们应该承认。
So we must admit.
不是听了主耶稣登山宝训所有的人。
Not everyone that listened to Jesus' sermon.
都认定主耶稣的教训真像有权柄的人。
Recognized his authority.
所以我们根据马太福音记载。
So according to the Gospel of Matthew.
登山宝训是主耶稣的第一次宣讲福音。
The Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' first time to deliver the Gospel.
如果听登山宝训所有的听众都认定主耶稣的教训正像有权柄的人。
If all the people, everybody recognize Jesus' authority,
那么我们就可以说，主耶稣在世上三年半的传道就不应该碰到这么多的磨难。
We must say for sure that Jesus should not be faced with so many difficulties and troubles in his ministry of 3 years and a half.
因为我们在马太福音七章之后的记载中看到。许多人根本没有认同主耶稣真像有权柄的人。
After Matthew chapter 7, we saw that many people did not recognize his authority.
在马太福音九章三十四节与十二章二十四节，两次记载主耶稣赶出附在人身上的污秽。
In Matthew 9:34 and 12:24, it is the Bible told us that.Jesus cast out demons.
这两句经文大家可以记一下，也可以翻一下，你很快的翻一下看一下。
You can take down the verse, the number of the verse, or turn quickly to the verses.
一个是九章三十四节，一个是十二章二十四节。
One is Matthew 9:34, and the other one is Matthew 12:24.
当主耶稣赶出这些污鬼的时候，我们看到主耶稣。是大有权柄的，是从上帝来的权柄。
When Jesus cast out the demons, we saw that Jesus had amazing authority and power from God.
然后到主耶稣赶出这些污鬼之后，法利赛人 却否认耶稣基督有这样的权柄。
But after the demons were cast out, Pharisees came to deny Jesus' authority.
他们不但否认耶稣基督有这样的权柄，他们甚至攻击主耶稣说。
They did not only deny him, but also attacked him.
他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。
And say that he was casting out demons by the king of demons.
十二章二十四节说，这个人赶鬼，无非是靠鬼王比西波。
In 12:24, it is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons.
不但法利赛人，这些宗教犹太教的宗教领袖攻击主耶稣。
Not only the spiritual leaders of the Jews attacked Jesus.
就是一般的民众也都不认同上帝的至高权柄。
Many ordinary people did not recognize his authority either.
我们看马太福音八章二十八节到三十四节。
Let's look at Matthew 8:28-34.
就在后面，就七章后面不多远的地方。
It's pretty close to chapter 7.
二十八节，耶稣基督到那边去，来到加帕拉人的地方，就有两个被鬼附的人从坟营里出来迎接他，极其凶恶，甚至没有人能够从那条路上经过。
And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him, coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way.
最后主耶稣将两个污鬼从这两个人身上赶出去。
However, after Jesus casted out the demons from the demon-possessed people,
将污鬼赶到了猪的身上。
After he drove them to the herd of pigs,
猪就掉到海里去了。
The pigs fell into the sea.
然后放猪的回城把这件事告诉城里的人。
And the herdsman told the country people.
三十四节说。
34.
合城的人都出来迎接耶稣，既见了，就央求他离开他们的境界。
And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region.
同样是马太福音十三章。五十四到五十七节。
Same thing happened in Matthew 13:54-57.
马太福音十三章五十四到五十七节。
Matthew 13:54-57.
主耶稣马太福音十三章五十四节。
Matthew 13:54-57.
主耶稣来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教训人。甚至他们都稀奇说，这人从哪里有这等智慧和异能呢？这不是墨家的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他弟兄不是叫雅各、约西门、犹大吗？他姐妹们不是在我们这里吗？这人从哪里有这一切事呢？他们就厌弃他。
And coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue.So that they were astonished and said, Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him.
他们看到主耶稣有这样大的智慧。
When they saw such wisdom from Jesus,
有这么大的能力
and such mighty works from him,
最后他们还是厌弃了主耶稣。
They took offense at him.
这让我们看到在亚当里的罪人
This leads us to see that sinners in Adam
是不喜欢上帝那至高的权柄
do not like the mighty authority from God.
他们或者攻击这个权柄
they either attack this authority,
或者是要求这个权柄离开自己
or ask the authority to depart from themselves
使自己不被这个权柄所管制
so they are no longer under this authority anymore
只有被圣灵更新得到新生命的人
only the ones who are renewed by Holy Spirit and get a new life
才会喜欢上帝的权柄
will like the authority from God
会认同并且顺服上帝的权柄。
And will recognize it and obey it.
因此我们在这里说
So we conclude
在主耶稣结束登山宝训的教训之后
After Jesus finished his sermon on the mount
吸取主耶稣教训认为主耶稣教训他们正像有权柄的人
The ones who were astonished by Jesus and recognized his authority
是五章一节中所提到的来到主耶稣跟前的那些门徒
are the ones who are mentioned in chapter 5 verse 1.
这些门徒是被上帝拣选的。
It's Jesus' disciples who are selected by God.
也是被圣灵所更新的。
And the ones who are renewed by Holy Spirit.
是有新生命内住的人。
And the ones who have new life dwelling in themselves.
只有这样的人才喜欢上帝的权柄。
Only these people like the authority of God.
并且郑重带有上帝权柄的信息。
And respect the message that has the authority.
好，我想与大家分享第三个问题，今天的权柄。
Now I would like to share point number three with you, the authority nowadays.
前面我跟大家分享的是真理的原则。
Just now I shared the principles of the truth with you.
而这个真理的原则今天被许多华人教会所丢弃了。
However, the principle of truth is abandoned by many Chinese churches nowadays.
所以今天的华人教会非常的软弱。
So many Chinese churches nowadays are extremely weak.
华人基督徒的属灵生命也非常的幼小。
And the Christians and the spiritual life of many Chinese Christians are very just little.
其中的根源就是没有正确的权柄观念。
The ultimate reason is that they do not have a right interpretation and understanding of authority.
许多成为基督徒的人仍旧以自我为中心的生活。
Many Christians or many people who claim to be Christians live a self-centered life.
他们不喜欢自己上面有任何的权柄。
They do not like to be under any authority.
然而我们知道一个人的至上没有权柄。
However, we know that if someone is not under any authority,
虽然他不会受到任何的限制和管制,
though he does not be taught or overseen by anybody,
但是他也不可能有任何的改变,
it's also impossible for him to have any change,
他的生命也不可能有任何的成长,
or have any growth in his life.
以自我为中心的人在属灵的真理上
The self-centered people in spiritual truth,
也是以自己的感觉为准
base everything on their feelings.
他们不是以上帝所启示的圣经为准
They do not base on the truth revealed by the Bible.
圣经的话怎么样说
No matter what the Bible says,
对自我为中心的人来说都无关紧要
For people who are self-centered, it doesn't matter.
圣经的话只要不对我的胃口
As long as I don't like the verse,
你说上一千遍我都不理会。
Though you talk about it for more than 1,000 times, I'm not going to listen.
因为在他们心中，上帝的话是没有权柄的。
Because God's words do not have authority in their hearts.
所以他们完全可以不予理睬。
So they completely ignore.
这样的人也永远不会改变。
And these people will not change.
可以说他也不想改变。
And they themselves do not want to change.
甚至质疑地认为我不反对已经很包容了。
And they also get self-righteous, saying that I do not deny the Bible, and this shows how tolerant I am.
上帝的话在教会里没有权柄，是当前教会最大的问题。
The most serious and biggest problem for churches nowadays is that people do not recognize the authority of God's words.
所以在华人教会中，教会的讲台经常会受到质疑。
So in many Chinese churches, the one who stands on the pulpit gets many doubts.
甚至受到攻击。
Or even get attacked.
当然，如果讲台上所传讲的信息不是来源于圣经的真理。
Of course, if the preacher does not teach the Bible, teach the truth from the Bible,
传讲的是假先知的错误信息
and function as false prophets,
那就另当别论了。
That's a different issue.
然而事情往往相反。
However, it's always the previous case.
那些不是真福音的信息，锦上添花的信息，却无人反对。
Nobody dislike the people who talk about false gospel.
而叫人悔改的信息，叫人生命成长的信息，却会遭到人的反对。
However, the messages that call people to repent and change do not get popular.
其实这也是在常理之中的。
It's understandable.
因为上帝的话本来就是不讨罪人喜欢的。
Because sinners hate God's words.
然而我们看到，凡是顺服教会讲台信息的基督徒。
However, those Christians who obey the message and the pulpit of the church.
他们不但在真理上有长进。
They do not only grow in truth of God.
就是他们的属灵生命也会有显著的改变。
Their spiritual life changes obviously.
尊重上帝话语权柄的人。
The one who respects the authority of God's words.
上帝的话就成为他们属灵生命的粮食。
And God's words became their spiritual bread.
我在这里如此强调教会讲台的权柄。
Here I emphasize the authority of the pulpit in the church.
因为教会主日讲台是上帝话语的一个重要出口。
Because the pulpit is an important way to deliver God's words.
教会讲台的权柄。
The authority of the pulpit.
不是站在讲台上宣讲上帝话语的人有什么权柄。
Does not come from the one who stands at the pulpit.
而是因为上帝的话在这里，
But because it's God's words,
所以就有权柄。
So the one has,
每一个站在教会讲台的人，
Everyone who stands at the pulpit,
他不应该在那里彰显自己的权柄，
Should not magnify his own authority.
我相信在费城圣经归正教会的讲台上的人，
I believe the one who stands in this church, Philadelphia Bible Reformed Church,
没有一个人在那里要显明自己有什么权柄。
Nobody wants to magnify themselves.
对上帝的真理有认识的人，
And the ones who know the truth of God,
他是清楚地知道自己是没有什么权柄的。
Know clearly that they themselves do not have authority at all.
唯有上帝的话有权柄。
Only God's words have authority.
并且上帝的话的权柄是不需要讲台传道人去彰显的。
And God's words and the authority of God's words do not need to be talked about again and again by the preacher at the pulpit.
只要我们在讲台上将上帝的话正确的解开。
As long as the preacher interpreted God's words correctly.
上帝的话语本身就带着权柄。
God's words have authority itself.
每一个顺服上帝话语权柄的人，
Everyone who obeys the authority of God's words,
他必然在上帝的话语中得到安慰和激励，
will for sure be encouraged and comforted in God's words.
他一定会从上帝的话语中得到真正的平安和喜乐，
and will get true joy and peace from God's words.
那是不会被环境改变的平安和喜乐。
The kind of peace and joy that are not supposed to be influenced by the environment.
而抵制上帝话语权柄的人。
However, the one who attack or deny the authority of God's words.
上帝的话不因为他的抵制而没有权柄。
God's words still have authority, which has nothing to do with their denial or attack.
上帝话语的权柄依然存在。
God's words, the authority of God's words always exists.
上帝话语的权柄就是对抵制人的审判。
And the authority of God's words is the judgment for people who deny and attack God's authority.
甚至这里不是单单指末世最后的审判。
And this, and here I'm not only talking about the judgment at the end of days.
抵制上帝话语的人就是在今世也活在上帝的震怒之下。
I'm saying that the one who attack or deny God's words are living in God's wrath even on this earth.
他所有的苦恼、愁烦都是来源于对上帝话语的抵挡。
All his sadness and trouble come from his own come from his own attack or denial of God's words.
正确传扬上帝话语的教会。
The church that truly spreads the gospel.
按照圣经真理正确实施圣灵的教会。
And the church that truly reveals and truly talks about the Bible.
按照上帝的话正确实施教会惩戒的教会。
And acts the sacraments and discipline.
圣经启示告诉我们。
It is revealed by the Bible.
上帝赋予这样的教会胜过阴间的权柄。
God gave the authority that God gave to this kind of church overcomes the authority of hell.
圣经的启示也告诉我们。
The Bible also told us.
上帝将天国的钥匙赐给了这样的教会。
God gave the keys of kingdom of heaven to this church.
在上次讲到的时候，我提到。
In the sermon I delivered last time, I mentioned
一个真正跟随基督的门徒
a disciple that truly follows Jesus
必须是委身在一个教会的人
must be someone that commits himself to one church.
当初想到的时候，我没有对委身做一些注释和说明。
Last time I did not interpret committing.
这里所说的委身一个教会。
So here, what I mean by committing to one church.
不只是指每个主日都来参加敬拜。
That's not only referred to coming to Sunday worship every weekend.
每个主日都来参加敬拜，这是最基本、最基本的。
This is coming to Sunday worship is the most basic.
完全委身一个教会。
However, committing to one church completely refers to.
就应该视这个教会是自己属灵的家。
Seeing this church as their spiritual home.
所以教会的使命就是自己的使命。
So the mission of the church is his or her mission as well.
教会的喜乐就是自己的喜乐。
And the joy of the church is their joy.
教会的难处就是自己的难处。
And the difficulty of the church is their difficulty.
将自己完全的融入到这个教会群体之中。
And they will want to involve themselves completely into the church.
然而。
However.
当这个教会是天国中的一个教会。
When the church belongs to heaven.
那么你也会随着你所在的教会成为天国中的一员。
And you will be a member of the kingdom of heaven because the church belongs to it.
如果你与这个教会没有这种血肉的关系
，If you have no such relationship with the church,
这个教会是天国的一份子。
The church belongs to the kingdom of heaven.
你不一定是天国的一员
But you are not necessarily one of them
因为你不是这个教会的血肉的下面
Because you do not belong to this church
当我们与教会没有这种血肉下联的时候
When we do not have such an intimate relationship with the church
我们说自己是天国的子民
And say that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven
或许只是一厢情愿的慈想
Maybe it is just our imagination
到末日审判的时候
And at the end of days in the judgment
在耶稣基督的审判台前
In front of Jesus
不但会羞愧甚至会惊呆
We might not only be ashamed but will be shocked as well
因为我们可能听到主耶稣说
Because we might hear Jesus say to us
我从来不认识你
I never know you
我们低头祷告
Let's bow in prayers
天父上帝我们谢谢你赐下这宝贵的话语
Lord Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this precious word.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们如何在教会中追求认识你。
Because of your words, we know how to pursue you and know you in the church.
如何在教会中我们彼此相爱，彼此相帮。
And how to love and help each other in the church.
如何能够在教会中荣耀你的名。
How to glorify you in the church.
让教会成为自己一个属灵的家。
And let the church be our spiritual home.
成为我们进天国的一个门。
And let the church be our entrance to the heaven.
求你保守我们的心怀意念。
Lord, please keep our hearts and mind.
不要离开在地上你所设立的教会。
And let us not depart from the church that is established by you.
真正委身在一个教会。
But we'll commit to one church truly.
当你在天上接纳这个教会的时候
When you receive this church from heaven
我们也随着教会成为天国的一员
We become one citizen, citizens of the church with, citizens of the kingdom of heaven with the church.
求你保守我们的心怀意念。
Please keep and guide our hearts.
也求你赐给我们能力。
And give us strength.
心智。
Power.
能够委身一个教会。
To commit to one church.
荣耀你的名。
And glorify you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.